joining us on KMBR 680, Jack Dorsey. And I don't know if you know that name, but I'll tell you, I'm going to mention a word that you sure know, and that is Twitter. And Jack is the creator of Twitter, and I'm at Baseball Marty on Twitter, and I use it all the time. And Jack, a huge baseball fan as well. But tell me how Twitter came about, because let me tell you, it's very, very helpful to me, and I'd love to hear the story.
Well, it started when I was about 14 or 15 years old. I became fascinated by how cities work, and I wanted to visualize them. And I taught myself how to program, and I taught myself how to put this map on the computer screen. It was a PC Junior that I had. And then I put some dots on the map, and then I made the dots move around. And then I had this beautiful map with all these moving dots, but the dots had no meaning whatsoever. So I started looking for some meaning, and I found this database of ambulances. And if you think about it, when ambulance is always reporting where it is and what it's doing. I'm at 5th and Broadway and taking a patient in cardiac arrest to St. John's Mercy. So I hooked this database up to my dots, and suddenly I had this view of the city living and breathing in front of me. But there was one missing piece, and it was citizens. Where were my friends? What were my friends doing? And that was the start of Twitter. We started in 2006 here in San Francisco, and it's been growing ever since.
Boy, amazing. And I will tell you this, in baseball, it's extremely helpful. I mean, we have Henry Shulman on there for the Chronicle, and Andy Baggerly, Extra Bags, Chris Haft, and John Shahay, and people like that. For those of us in the immediate news business of baseball, it's very helpful.
Oh, it's awesome to see sports leagues and also journalists take to it, because suddenly you have this man-on-the-street account from anywhere in real time. You have all these fans who are at the games updating from their phones, and the journalists can pick from those fans and get a real sense and pulse of what's happening during the game. But you also have athletes who are updating nonstop and talking about the game and talking about before the game and post-game, and it's just great to see them participate in a medium that is accessible to all of us, and it really humanizes the sport again, I think.
Yeah, and I'll do it during the game. I mean, if I'm sitting up there, and I'm in the mood for it. I mean, as things happen during the game, I'll give my thoughts, and all of a sudden, I've got the responses coming back, and it's a very interesting way to communicate without sort of instant messaging. I mean, you're just doing it through Twitter.
Absolutely. You can do it from your phone or from the web, and it allows everyone to participate immediately. And the biggest thing is it's just that real-time nature. You can instantly fire off a comment, opinion, share a news article, share a web URL, and anyone can participate in that conversation.
All right. So what Jack Dorsey is with us. What is ahead for Twitter? What do you see in the future of it?
Well, I think in technology in general, we've made it very, very easy to put content into the system. So you can just take out your phone and start updating. But it's still difficult to get information out in a real time and relevant nature. So I want to be able to filter by the park here and by people who are interested in the Giants and people who are at the game and only see their updates. So how do we filter this information down so it's immediately relevant to the context and to the situation that I'm in?
Okay, well, I could work with that, you know, only reading about the game that particular day. How do you make money on this, Jack? I assume advertising is always the big deal on the web, but how do you make money doing this?
Well, the company is still busy figuring out various models, and we've launched some systems called promoted tweets and promoted trends, and this is a way for folks to promote their services or promote their brands or promote a sports team in real time using this technology. So it's rather new, and you know, I think there'll be a new model and a new understanding of how to monetize this.
All right. Well, he doesn't look like he's doing too badly right now. But all right, let's take a couple of minutes here to talk about baseball and your background. St. Louis Cardinals fan. Everyone's got a baseball story. Tell me what kind of fan you were, how you got involved with the Cardinals, and some of your favorite moments.
Well, my first memory, I think, ever is listening to the Cardinals on KMOX radio in St. Louis. And, you know, my first memory is actually a game. It was an away game during a thunderstorm in St. Louis, so the radio is crackling, and this is on my grandmother's old radio. And it's always felt like home to me. So St. Louis has always been a very large baseball town, and you know, it's a part of the city's culture. So I've always been associated with that sort of spiritualness of baseball, and I just love the social aspects of the game. And I have to say my favorite point was about a year ago, I got to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinals versus Cubs game, and I was so nervous because it's the Cubs. We're so superstitious around these games. I actually went out to the field and threw it in the general direction of the catcher. Didn't throw it into the dirt, though.
So who was your favorite player as a kid growing up?
I have to say, the Clarks, Jack Clark on the Cardinals, and Will Clark in the Giants. Those were two of my favorites, and I love their approach to the game, and just enjoyed watching them.
I will tell you this: my experience of going to St. Louis, the World Series. Fortunately, the Red Sox won that World Series against the Cardinals. But just going to the ballpark and seeing literally like 45,000 to 50,000 people all dressed in Cardinal colors and shirts, every age, ethnic group, religious group, I didn't care what it was, everybody was a Cardinal fan. I couldn't believe it.
Absolutely. And now we have this beautiful downtown park, which is very much like AT&T Park here, where it's open and it points out to the St. Louis Arch, and you can see the arch in the background. But it's a gorgeous park, and people love going downtown and seeing the games.
All right, so Giants-Dodgers, I assume you don't like the Dodgers. Cardinals-Cubs, are you a Cub hater as well?
I have to be. I'm from St. Louis.
Yeah, you sure are. He's a baseball fan, Jack Dorsey, the creator of Twitter. And I'm Baseball Marty. You can look me up on Twitter. Jack, thanks so much for being with us. Congratulations on putting this together. It's really been a big help to all of us, and it's a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. I love how people are using it.
All right. We'll be back with more on The Sports Leader.
That was great.